Namanda, Vatanamanda, 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 Vatanamanda.
Today we'll be continuing a theme that we've been on this month, which is the teachings of the Buddha as we observe our Nirvana Day service this month, particularly the sutras the Buddha taught. And so I'd like to begin my talk today by reading a passage from the Contemplation Sutra, which is one of the sutras taught by the Buddha, and I'll talk more about that in my talk. まあ、今日は仏説貫無量寿経のご門をいただいて始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合掌。合掌をお願いします。When a man is seeking the Buddha Dharma, his good friend says to him, You should simply recite the name of the Buddha of immeasurable life. Accordingly, he sincerely and continuously says,Namo Amida Butsu 10 times. Because he recites the name of the Buddha with each recitation, his evil karma binding him to birth and death for 8 billion kalpas is eliminated.
Butsudo を求める人の善知識、親しい仲間の友達が心から声続けて南無阿弥陀仏10回に唱えると仏の名を唱えることによって一声一声唱えるたびに80万光という長い間の迷いのもとである罪のが除かれると南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無
Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。I'm delighted this morning to welcome our friends from the Mountain View Buddhist Temple Girl Scout Troop, as well as the Buddhist Church of San Francisco Boy Scout Troop are here with us this morning, along with, of course, our San Mateo Buddhist Temple Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts for our observance of Scout Sunday. Do we have scouts from any other troops with us? Am I forgetting anyone?No, got everyone? Great, great. Well, you're all very welcome, and we're delighted to have you here this morning. まあ、今日はスカウトサンデーということは、マウンテンビュー仏教会のガールスカウトと、サンフランシスコ仏教会のボーイスカウトが一緒にお参りしていただいて、本当にありがたいことですね。So I'd like to begin with a question for the Boy Scouts. Okay? I'd like to know, what is the Boy Scout slogan? Can anyone tell me the Boy Scout slogan?Does anybody know? Yeah, did I put you on the spot? Yeah? Anybody know? Did somebody say it? Yeah, what is it? Loud and clear. Do a good turn daily. Do a good turn daily. Wonderful. What does that mean to do a good turn daily? What does that mean to you? To do something good every day, right? Right? Okay, so what kind of good things? Something that makes you a lot of money? No? Something that makes you popular at school? No? What kind of good things are you supposed to do? Any ideas? Help others. Great. So you want to help others, right? So you want to help others. Do something every day that helps others. So what are some of the things that you can do? You don't have to be a scout to answer this question. Can anyone tell me something you could do to help others? Something that you could do every day? What, anything you did yesterday to help someone? Anybody do their good turn yesterday? No? Yeah, how about you, Mia?Composting, that's wonderful. How does that help other people?
Helps the earth.
It helps the earth. That's right.
Grow more plants, so we have food.
That's right. So we have food, so we have a nice environment to live in. That's a wonderful example. So there are all kinds of things that we can do to help other people every day, right? And so why would you want to do a good turn daily? Why would you want to do this? Yeah.
What do you think?
You can, what was that?
You can make the world a better place.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So when you do good things, when you do kind things, when you do your good turn, then the world becomes a better place, right? Becomes a more comfortable place. People are happier. People are getting along. What if you don't do something good? What if you do something that's very selfish? What happens? You might cause problems, right? You might cause problems for yourself. You might cause problems for other people. So this is a very basic teaching of the Buddha. This idea that if we do kind things, the world becomes a kinder place. If we do mean things, the world becomes a meaner place. Okay? So we have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts here today who are working very hard for their communities, for their families, trying to make the world a better place, and it's a wonderful thing that they're doing. Okay? So this idea that the life we live is the result of the things that we do, and also the things that we don't do. This is a very important teaching of the Buddha. Has anyone here ever heard the word karma? Karma, right? Karma. Can you, Enzo, can you tell me what karma is? It's what's that? That's a perfect way to explain it. So if you do something bad will happen to you. Right? And so the Buddha teaches there are three kinds of karma, three kinds of things that we do. They're the things that we think, the things that we say, and the things that we physically do with our body. And as a result of these three different kinds of things we do, we have two kinds of results. One is the kind of person that you are. So if you do good things, if you care for the people around you, if you take care of yourself, then you're a happy, healthy person. If you're very selfish, if you only go after what you want and what you enjoy, then you have problems, right? So there's the one is the kind of person you are. The other is the kind of world that you live in is the result of the things that you do and the things that you say and the things that you think. So if you're kind and helpful, then you get to live in this wonderful world. As one of our Girl Scouts said, you make the world a better place. If you're kind of self-centered and selfish thinking, then you cause problems for yourself and you cause problems for other people. So this is an important idea. This is the Buddhist idea of karma. Mago というのはありますね。カルマはいいことをすれば、いいことが自分のところに回ってくる。ちょっと良くないこと、優しくないことをしたら、優しくない結果が自分のところにつくというカルマ、業ですね。因縁と結果の因果の動きですね。で、この3種類があるんですね。考え方と、言い方と、すること。そして結果が2つあるんですね。自分がどんな人である、そしてどんな環境に住む、そのことがあるんですね。So I'd like to share with you this morning a story from one of the teachings of the Buddha, this Contemplation Sutra. The Contemplation Sutra is one of the sermons that the Buddha gave, and people wrote it down over time. So after the Buddha taught it, everyone remembered it, then they wrote it down, and then it's passed down to us. So this is a story about a king and a queen and their son who was a prince. Okay? So this king was a very powerful king. And the story starts before the actual part that's mentioned in the sutra, but I'm going to tell you the whole story. So the king liked to hunt. That was his hobby. He liked to go out hunting. Okay? So he went out hunting, and when he went hunting, he was looking for deer or foxes or birds. Right? So he went out to the woods where he liked to go hunting. And when he got there, there were no deer, there were no foxes, there were no birds. And he was wondering, why is this? Why are there no animals in this forest? And then he saw that there was a holy man in the forest. And he realized, this holy man, he saw me coming, and he told all the animals to run away because he didn't want them to get hurt. And the king said, if I could get rid of this holy man, then I could
have all the animals I want to hunt. And so you know what he did? He did something very bad. He told his soldiers who were with him, he said, get rid of that holy man. And so they shot him with an arrow. And then the holy man, as he was about to die, he said, I will come back and I will take my revenge on you. And the king was very afraid. But then over time, he forgot about it. And a few months later, the king's wife, the queen, was going to have a baby. She was pregnant. And then when the baby was born, they brought a fortune teller. In those days, they used to have fortune tellers come when a baby was born to say what that baby was going to do when he grew up or she grew up. So they had a baby boy and they brought the fortune teller. And the fortune teller said, I'm sorry to say, but this child of yours will one day grow up and he will kill this king, the king, his father. And the king said, oh no, that's terrible. Let's get rid of this baby. And so he ordered his men to take the baby and to throw it off a cliff. It's horrible, right? But you know what? The baby lived. The baby survived, and he only got a broken finger. And he grew up to be healthy, and he didn't remember about this at all. But he always had this little kind of broken finger. It's this kind of strange finger because it was broken when he was a child and it wasn't set properly. So when he was grown up, when he was a young man, he had a friend, and his friend's name was Devadatta. Does anyone remember Devadatta from last week? We talked a little about Devadatta. Devadatta was the Buddha's cousin, right? And he was a kind of a bad guy. He didn't like the Buddha, and he was a very selfish-thinking person. So Devadatta, he was a little bit mischievous. He said to the prince, he said, what's wrong with your finger? He said, oh, it's just always been like that. Well, you know, I heard a story about why your finger is like that. I heard that when you were a baby, that your parents threw you off a cliff. And then his anger came up. The prince, his name was Ajatasattu. He became very, very angry. And he said, oh, he got some of his men together, his young, strong men, and the king was a little bit older now. So he said, take the king and throw him in jail. So his men, they got the king and they threw the king in jail. He said, don't give him any food and don't give him any water. Let's see how long he lasts. So they sat, they put the king in the jail. But the queen, she heard about this. She said, where's my husband? Where's the king? They said, your son has thrown him in jail. And so the queen became very concerned. So she took a bath. And then she covered her skin with flour and butter, like makeup. And then she had big jewels, like you see all these decorations hanging down from the onaijin here. She had jewelry like that hanging down from her ears and from her neck. She filled her jewelry with juice. And she brought it to the king. And she went to him every day like this. So he could eat her makeup, basically. And she could drink the juice from her jewelry. And the king stayed alive. He stayed alive for many days. And the prince said, how's the king doing? Figuring that he wouldn't still be alive. But they said, you know, actually, your mother has been bringing him food. She visits him every day and we can't stop her. The prince then got very angry, and he said, throw my mother in jail too. So then the mother was in jail. She was very upset. She said, all of these things that we're doing, all these things that have happened, it's just one bad thing after another. One person does a bad thing and then another bad thing, and it just goes around and around, and it doesn't stop. Who can help me? Who can help me? She called the one person who could teach her the true way. Can you guess who it is? Who she called? The Buddha, that's right. She called the Buddha. And the Buddha had very special powers. He was able to go to the jail. Even though there were guards there, he was able to get into the jail cell, and he taught her. He gave her a teaching, and that teaching is the Contemplation Sutra. And it's a teaching for people who are in very difficult situations, just like this queen, giving her some advice of how to live well.
And he taught many different things to the queen. He taught some very difficult practices that only very special people can do. But she said, what about ordinary people like me? He said, okay, I'll teach you something that even an ordinary person like you can do to overcome this karma, this results of all this bad actions and mistaken thinkings. And he taught her the Nembutsu. He said, you can say Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, and all of your karma will go away. All of this bad results from the bad things you've done in the past, it'll all become light. It will all disappear if you say Namo Amida Butsu. Why is it? How could it be? How could it be? You know, if you do something bad, of course, something bad is going to happen to you in the end, right? How could it be that just saying Namo Amida Butsu can make us free from all of the difficult and mistaken things we've done? And that's because to say Namo Amida Butsu isn't just to say the words, but it's to hear the teachings of the Buddha. So if you turn your ears to the teaching of the Buddha, then it's like a light shining into a dark room. Even though that room has been dark for many, many years, it says even 1,000 years, a room has been dark. If you let in just a crack of light, that room becomes bright. And that's what the Nembutsu is like. It's the teaching of the Buddha shining the light into our minds. Even though our minds have been very dark, maybe for many, many years, when that light of the Buddha's teaching, when we hear the Dharma, it shines into our minds and our minds become bright and free. Bright and free. Free from the heavy weight of this karma. Because when we hear the teaching of the Buddha, we see the correct way to live our lives. We see that the way to live is to be kind to others, not to be so selfish, and to take care of the world we live in and the people around us. Ma, 自分の間違った考え方は まあ黒闇、黒い部屋みたいなものですね。 それは自分の業、自分のカルマからできた暗さがたくさんあっても 少しでも光が入って明るくなって 正しいことが見えるようになって これはナモアミダ仏の念仏ですね。 念仏というのはこの口でこの言葉をするんだけではなくて 仏様の御教えを聞いて 正しい生き方を仏様から聞いて それを心に受け止めて南無阿弥陀仏を申すということですね。南無阿弥陀仏というのは暗い暗い私の心に光を届かせて、そしてその光によって私が正しい生き方、人に優しくしてあげる、わがままの心をやめるということが分かるようになりますね。 So even though we live in a world where there are a lot of problems and a lot of difficulties and a lot of mistaken thinking, I encourage you to keep listening to the teachings, true teachings, the teaching of the Buddha. There are true teachings in other traditions as well. Wherever you find the true teachings, here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we find it in the Nembutsu. But turn your ears to those true teachings and listen and live well. Live in the day, in the light of the Nembutsu. して、この世の中にたくさんの悲しいことがあって、たくさんの大変なことがあっても、正しい御教えに耳を傾けて、自分の正しい生き方を築いて、正しい生き方をするということが、お念仏の人生でございます。 So I encourage you all to do your good turn daily and enjoy a life of kindness. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.